This weekend's preaching series is entitled Onward and Upward, Scaling Our Personal Mountains. The gospel today is the account of the Lord's transfiguration. Probably most everyone here is familiar with it. There's a lot going on there. I'm going to give you a little bit of the context. The cross is the sheer energy it sometimes takes to move forward toward the Lord, away from our sin. We need to keep our eye on our destination and an encounter with God's glory, heaven, and not be gripped by fear, as was the initial reaction of Peter, James, and John. What happens here at the Transfiguration? Jesus reveals his divinity to Peter, James, and John in order to prepare them for the cross. He gives them a foretaste of the resurrection in order that they'll be able to handle what's coming. Note, this is one of the few times that the Father speaks out loud in the New Testament. Another noteworthy time is at the baptism of Jesus in the River Jordan. In Luke's gospel, we are told why Jesus even went up the mountain in the first place. Luke says that reason was to pray. Jesus is there to discern the will of the Father. Does the Father want Jesus to go to Jerusalem? Ultimately to the cross, and ultimately to glory. Jesus had to make certain of this. We often see Jesus going off in the distance to pray throughout the Gospels. There are two other decisive points when Jesus goes off to pray alone. One, when he was led into the desert to pray and fast for 40 days at the beginning of his public ministry, which we heard last week. And again later, which is coming up in the readings during Holy Week, the night of his Passion, Holy Thursday. And Jesus prays in agony in the Garden of Gethsemane, right before he is betrayed. What is Jesus teaching us? He's teaching us that we need to always turn to prayer, especially when we are faced with challenging decisions and difficult moments in our lives. That's exactly what Jesus did. When he had a crisis facing him, he turned to the Father in prayer, sometimes spending all night in prayer. And that's what we are to do, not spend all night in prayer, but turn to the Father in prayer. Jesus paved the way for us. He literally leads us by his example and shows us what to do. It's quite clear. Jesus was sinless. He was perfect. We should imitate him in all facets of our lives, especially our prayer lives. And that is how we will endure carrying our crosses and scale our personal mountains. God does not give us more than we can handle. We often feel like it's too much, or our cross is too heavy or unbearable, or the mountain is unsurpassable. Let me read to you straight out of sacred scripture, St. Paul to the church in Corinth. St. Paul said, God is faithful, and he will not let you be tempted beyond your strength, but with the temptation will also provide the way of escape, that you may be able to endure it. We all will face those difficult moments in our lives, if we haven't already. The heavy crosses and figurative mountains that seem impossible to climb. You, me, old, young, yesterday, today, tomorrow, all of us have experienced all kinds of hard times, crisis moments, defeats, and heartaches and heartbreaks. And here's the key. Do not fear or fret. God is always with us. God didn't promise that this life would be a cakewalk, but he did promise he'd be with us every step of the way. Throughout Scripture, God tests the faithfulness of his people. I shared this story back in the fall at Daily Mass. I figured it was relevant here. I wanted to share it again here at Mass. Back before I entered seminary, I would spend a lot of time in my work truck at my old job, and I would listen to the Christian radio station. There was a woman who was a guest on the Dr. James Dobson radio show, and she was sharing a very tragic story of her childhood and how she carried a huge cross for most of her life. It was a giant mountain of unforgiveness in her life, something she carried for 30 years, ever since she was a little girl. She shared how when she was little, she was abandoned by her father on the side of the road in Arizona. For 30 years, she held on to bitterness and resentment towards her father, which was very understandable. But when she finally came to the point and was able to forgive him, she found such freedom, immense freedom. It was true freedom in Christ. She said on the radio, a huge weight was lifted off her back. This story struck me then, and I've never forgotten it since. God allows us to suffer in this life. He allows us to have various crosses, some bigger and heavier than others. Suffering can be our cross. It could be physical, mental, or emotional. We can't forget that Jesus suffered too. He suffered immensely. The man sweated blood for crying out loud. We need to turn to Jesus in our sufferings with whatever crosses bear down on our backs. Jesus knows them like no other. There is incredible redemptive meaning and value in our suffering if we turn to the Lord. We will suffer, some of us more than others. And yes, ultimately, this life will come to an end. We will die, all of us. This life doesn't live forever, or less forever. But like Jesus, we will rise. We, like Jesus, will suffer, die, and rise. That's the way of the cross. It's the way of scaling mountains. It's the way of our Savior. It's the way of true life. Suffer, die, and rise. Amen.